Om Shanti. This is the Avyak Murli of 23rd of September 2018. Original date 18th of January 1984. The title: The Importance of the 18th of January, the Day of Remembrance. Today, the father of Madhuban has come to meet the children in Madhuban. 1. Today, from Amrit Vela, the loving songs of the loving children, the songs of the equal children who were celebrating a meeting, the sounds filled with zeal and enthusiasm of the children who are in contact, the love-filled sweet complaints of the children in bondage, and the flowers of love of many children reached Bab Dada. All the elevated promises of powerful thoughts made by the children in this land and abroad came very close to Bab Dada. Bab Dada is responding to all the children's thoughts of love and powerful thoughts. May you always be loving to Bab Dada. May you always be powerful and equal. May you always be close with zeal and enthusiasm. May you be souls who are liberated and free from bondage with the fire of love. The children's days of becoming free from bondage are now almost here. The sound of love from the children's hearts will definitely awaken the Kumbhakaran souls. Those same souls who create bondages will themselves be tied by the bond of God's love. Bab Dada is giving special reassurance to the hearts of the daughters who are in bondage that their auspicious days are now coming. 2. On this special day, the special pearls of love reached Bab Dada. These pearls of love make you into elevated diamonds. 3. Today is the day of power. 4. Today is the day for the children who are equal to receive the blessing. The same applies to you, Tattvam. 5. Today, Bab Dada wills all powers to the Shakti army. He gives you willpower. He gives you the power of the will. 6. Today is the day when he became the father's backbone to bring the children in the forefront on the field of the world. The father is unknown and the children are well known. 7. Today is the day that Father Brahma became Karmatit. 8. It is the day for the task of world benefit and touring around the world with your mind to begin at a fast speed. 9. Today is a day for Bab Dada to be revealed through the mirror of the children. 10. Today is a day to introduce the World Father to the children of the world. 11. Today is a day to inspire all of your children to make your stage like a tower of knowledge and a tower of power, that is, to make it as unshakable and immovable as a tower. Every child is a tower of peace like the Father's memorial. That is just a physical tower of peace that has been created. However, all of your children in the living form who stay in remembrance of the Father are towers of remembrance. Bab Dada circles around all of your children who are living towers. Just as on this day you go and stand at the Tower of Peace, so Bab Dada stands in front of all of you towers who stay in remembrance. 12. On this day, you especially go to the Father's room. Bab Dada also speaks to the children about the things of their hearts in the room of their hearts. 13. You also go to Baba's hut. The hut is a memorial of the lover and the beloved. The Beloved Father especially celebrates the meeting with the children, who are the lovers. Therefore, Bab Dada also continues to hear all the different music of the children who are lovers. Some are playing music with the rhythm of love, Sneh, some with the rhythm of power, some with bliss, and some with love, Prem. Bab Dada continues to hear the music of different rhythms. Bab Dada also continues to tour around with all of you. So did you understand the special importance of today? 14. Today is not just a day of remembrance, but it is a day of remembrance, and through that, of power. 15. Today is not the day of separation or disinterest, but it is the coronation day of the responsibility of service. 16. It is the day of receiving the tilak of the awareness of power. 17. It is the day of the thought. The children are at the front and the father is at the back, becoming the practical form. 18. Today, Father Brahma is especially happy to see the double foreign loving children, who are the physical manifestation of the Father's thought and his invocation of them, and how you have arrived in front of the Father with love. You are the practical fruit of Father Brahma's invocation of you. Seeing such elevated fruit filled with the sweetness, juice of all powers, Father Brahma is especially congratulating you children and giving you blessings. Constantly continue to progress in an easy manner. Just as children sing, it is the Father's wonder at every step, so Bab Dada also says, it is the wonder of the children. You are the residents of faraway lands, and religions are distant, and yet you have come so close. Those who live close by in Abu have become distant. Those who live on the shores of the ocean are left thirsty, whereas the double foreign children have become the Ganges of knowledge who quench the thirst of others. It is a wonder of the children. Therefore, Bab Dada is always pleased with the children who have such fortune of happiness. All of you are doubly happy, are you not? Acha. To those who have the elevated thought of constantly being equal, to those who maintain their willpower with the will of all powers, to those who become lovers of the Beloved and play different tunes, to those who remain as constantly unshakable and immovable as a tower, to those who constantly make progress in an easy manner and make everything grow, to those who constantly celebrate a sweet meeting, to all the variety children in this land and abroad, along with a shower of flowers, Bab Dada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Today, all the loving, special, serviceable children were called to the subtle region. Jagadamba and Didi were also called. Vishwakishor and all the specially beloved children who have gone for service were all called to the subtle region, especially to celebrate the day of remembrance. All the specially beloved children who are instruments for double service are companions in God's service at the confluence age and are also companions in the service of enabling you to receive the future kingdom. Therefore, they are double servers, are they not? Such double serviceable children have given special love and remembrance to all you loving and cooperative souls who have come to Madhuban. Today, Bab Dada is giving a message of love and remembrance on their behalf. Do you understand? Some of you remember one person and others remember another. All the advanced effort-making children who are instruments for service with the Father, whom you have been remembering in your thoughts, have given all of you love and remembrance in return for your remembrance of them. Pushpa Shanta was also remembering you with love. How many such names can Baba mention? There was a special party for everyone in the subtle region. Didi gave special remembrance to the double foreigners. Many of you remembered Didi especially today, did you not? Because all of you double foreigners only saw Didi, you didn't see Jagadamba or Bahu Vishwakishore. This is why you all remember Didi especially. In her final moments, she was completely free from any waste thoughts and also free from attachment. She remembers you too, but that is not remembrance that pulls you. She is a liberated soul. Their gathering is also becoming powerful. They are all very well known. Acha. Some foreign brothers and sisters take leave from Bab Dada to go on service. Bab Dada tells all of you children that you are not going, but that you are going to go and serve and come back again and bring a bouquet in front of the Father. This is why you are not going home, but are going on service. Always remember that is not your home, but your service place. You are children of the Merciful Father. Therefore, also bring benefit to unhappy souls. You are not able to sleep peacefully without doing service. You also have dreams of service, do you not? As soon as you open your eyes, you meet Baba, and throughout the day, you only think of the Father and service. Look, Bab Dada is so proud that it isn't just one child who is serviceable, but all of your children are serviceable. Every child is a world benefactor. We shall now see who brings a big bouquet. So are you going? Or are you going to come back again? So, whose love is greater, the Father's or yours? If the children's love is greater, then the children are safe. Great donors, bestowers of blessings, complete and perfect souls are going. You now have to make many souls wealthy, decorate them and bring them in front of the Father. You are not going, but you will do service and come back, having multiplied the number 3 times. No matter how far away you go physically, your souls are always with the Father. Bab Dada always gives cooperative children his company. Cooperative children always receive cooperation. Acha. Questions by double foreigners to Bab Dada and his answers. Question. Some Brahmin souls are influenced by evil souls. What should we do at that time? Answer. In this situation, the atmosphere of the center has to remain very powerful at all times. Along with this, your own stage must also be powerful. The evil spirits won't then be able to do anything. They catch hold of the mind. Because the power of the mind is weak, those evil spirits influence the soul. So, from the beginning, yogyukta souls need to have special yoga bhatis and give that influenced soul power. A group of your youth cells should also understand that they have to perform this special task. Just as you do other programs, in the same way, you also have to do this program with as much attention, so that when that soul receives power from the beginning, he can be saved. That soul may not be able to sit in yoga because of being under the influence of someone else. It doesn't matter if that soul doesn't sit in yoga, but you must continue to carry on with your task with faith in your intellect. Then gradually the mischief of that soul will continue to calm down. That evil soul will first try to attack you, but you must realize that you have to carry out this task. Don't be afraid, and the influence of that evil soul will slowly be removed. Question: what should we do when souls over whom there is the influence of other souls come to the center to listen to the knowledge? Answer: if by listening to the knowledge there is some difference in that soul, or if that soul experiences something for even a second, then you should put enthusiasm into that soul. Sometimes souls come to you because of not finding their place. You have to discern whether that soul has come to change or has just found any place in his disturbed state. This is because sometimes souls are so disturbed that whenever they see an open door, they will just go in. They are not fully aware. So many souls like that will come, but you have to discern them first. Otherwise, time would be wasted on them. Sometimes someone will come with a good aim, but is under another influence. It is then your duty to give that one power. However, do not attend to such souls alone by yourself. Kumaris must not attend to such souls by themselves, because when such souls see a Kumari alone, they become even more disturbed. Therefore, if you feel that such souls are worthy, give them a time to come when there are two or three others present, or when a responsible or mature person is around. Call such souls at such a time and sit with them, because the world is very dirty at present and people have very bad thoughts. Therefore, it is essential to pay some attention. A very clear intellect is needed for this. If you have a clear intellect, you will be able to catch from their vibrations what aim they have come with. Question: nowadays, the atmosphere in some places is very much one of stealing and of fear. So how can we protect ourselves from this? Answer: a lot of yoga power is needed for this. For instance, when someone comes to you with the thought of frightening you, at that time, give that one the power of yoga. If you say anything at that time, it will cause damage, and so just give the power of silence. If you say anything at that time, it will be like pouring oil onto a fire. Just be nonchalant, as though you are not bothered. Just be a detached observer and give the power of silence to the one misbehaving, and he will not use his hands, that is, become violent. He will think that you are not bothered. Otherwise, he would try to frighten you. If you get frightened or shake, he would cause more upheaval. Fear gives him more courage, and so do not be afraid. At such a time, use the stage of a detached observer. At that time, you need to use what you have practiced. Question: In what way are the blessings we receive from Bab Dada misused? Answer. Sometimes Bab Dada calls some children serviceable or specially beloved children, or he gives a special title, and so children misuse that title. They think that they have become that already. I'm already like that. Considering themselves to be that, they stop making effort. That is known as misusing, that is, not using something properly, because to use the blessing for the self and for service in the way that Bab Dada has given it to you is the proper way to use it. To become careless is to misuse it. Question. It is shown in the Bible that in the final moments there will be the form of Antichrist. What does this mean? Answer. Antichrist means reducing the impact of that religion. Nowadays, if you look at the Christian religion, the value of the Christian religion is considered to be less. Those of that religion do not consider themselves to be so powerful, and they experience greater power in others. Those are the ones who are Antichrist. Nowadays, many priests do not give that importance to celibacy, and they have begun to inspire the priests to become householders. So it is as though people of that religion have become Antichrist. Acha, blessing. May you be a master bestower of fortune, and by becoming a right hand of the Father, be constantly ever ready for every task. The children who become the Father's right hands are also constantly cooperative and ever ready for every task. They are obedient and say, "Yes, Baba, I am ready." The Father calls such children His constantly, especially beloved children, His worthy and obedient children, His children who are the decoration of the world, and He gives them the blessing of being master bestowers of blessings and bestowers of fortune. While living at home, such children stay beyond any householder attitude, and they always pay attention to keeping the interaction alaukik while interacting with everyone. Slogan. Let there be honesty and cleanliness in your every word and deed, and you will become a jewel loved by God. Om Shanti.